All right, opening as women are still coming in. I thought tonight it would be great that if anyone would share a testimony of just something God has done in your life this week that you think, I'd like to testify of the Lord. This is what this looks like. In Revelation chapter 12, in verse 10, it says, "Then I heard a loud voice shouting across the heavens, 'It has come at last, salvation and power in the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to earth, the one who accuses them before our God day and night.'" Talking about Satan. Satan is the accuser of the brethren, meaning he's always slinging accusations at believers, just lying to them, trying to get them all over the place, right? We know that. Here's the good part. Verse 11, "And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who live in the heavens, rejoice." How did we defeat the accusations of Satan? By the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. What's that testimony? A testimony of Jesus Christ. So tonight I was like, I'm going to open it up, and if anyone has a testimony. And what is a testimony? It is just that I am testifying of the goodness of God tonight. I am testifying of something great that the Lord has done in your life. It can be something, there's nothing insignificant to God. So if there is anyone that you say, I'd just like to tell somebody, all of us, just something great that God's done in my life. And I thought we'd open up that way. Yes, Antoinette. Everyone say hello to Miss Antoinette. Okay, you got a testimony. I'm coming in.
I have been diagnosed with scoliosis, osteoporosis in my hip and my spine, diverticulitis throughout my intestines, and they found a 4-millimeter nodule in one of my lungs. And y'all haven't seen me because I've missed a lot of church, and I've been home really in my Bible, really in my teaching books that give me a likeness. But this is what I have to give you today. I am so at peace because my Father has healed me before. And if it is his choice, I will be healed because I have put myself in his hands and he's giving me a likeness. I've been under stress, bad. I didn't take any of this news good. But it's like, now I got all of the news, and what am I going to do with it? I'm just going to praise him, serve him, be an example for him, and I know y'all will be praying for me.
Amen. Hey, let's just reach our hands out and pray right now. Does that sound good, ladies? Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, you are the healer. By your stripes, Miss Antoinette is healed and made whole. Lord, I thank you that it was paid for in the cross. And in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for your healing virtue flowing through her body, doing a completed work. And we give you glory, honor, and praise for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Come on, ladies. Let's thank the Lord. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Stephanie, you got a testimony? 100 testimonies? Okay.
So if you're friends with me on Facebook, you probably saw my husband was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, but a very treatable form. So anyway, he had surgery. They removed half his pancreas. They removed his spleen, the big tumor. But his short-term disability was 50% pay. So we're like, oh my gosh, because he's very, very weak right now. So we didn't tell anybody. We didn't ask for any help. Out of nowhere, if you know my mom, this is a miracle. She sent me a $1,500 check. His grandmother sent him a $500 check. We got a $1,400 check from Bank of America for an account we closed 6 months ago, and we don't even know why. We got a gift card to Kenyon's Meat Market. We got a gift card to Food Lion. So now we have more than enough to get us through the 6 weeks of disability, and that was all God, because we prayed, I gave it to God, and I've got a million more. God has, like, cancer brought so many miracles, and it's going to bring my husband's salvation. So anyway.
What the enemy meant for bad, God is turning for his glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Testimony? Anybody got a testimony? All right, Amanda, let's hear it. Yes, you do.
So today, I got caught. Well, I got an email for a job interview, but what people don't know is I stepped away from a almost five-year job last year because the Lord told me to. And I completely took a step of faith, and within, over the summer, did not know what I was going to do, did not know how my family would be taken care of. All I knew is he told me to do it, and I was going to do it. And so 2 weeks before school started last year, I got a permanent sub position and worked all last year. And so I went to this summer, same way, don't know what I'm going to do, don't know how it's going to work out, but I got an interview, and I believe it's mine.
Praise God. Praise God. Job's coming in. Praise God. And your hair looks awesome. Every step of the way. Anyone else have a testimony? All right. Miss Lena, I'm coming over here.
Hi, everybody. Okay, so you all know my husband, he tattoos. Tattooing is not a necessity. So literally, my entire livelihood is a blessing from somebody else to a blessing on my life. And we kind of went through a dry spell, and I didn't say anything to anybody, and we just leaned in. And he went through a really bad spell in June, and we just leaned in. And it's just all coming so full circle, where usually all the bills are on him, and I was able to pay him. And this doesn't, if you can't see God in that, then what can you see him in?
Amen. Praise God. God taking care of us every step of the way. He is faithful. You know, it's good to testify of the goodness of God, because what it does is it stirs up our faith in how we believe the Lord. Of just, God, you did it for them. You're going to take care of me. So I encourage you, ladies, you each have a testimony of God's faithfulness. You each have a testimony of God's goodness in your life and his new mercies. You say, well, what could it be? Are you saved? Well, hey, that's a testimony of Jesus. That's your greatest testimony that you share right there. Amen. But there are so many things. I remember when my kids were little, and if we got to bed and everyone had dinner. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes we try to look at these huge things and then you're thinking, praise God, Lord, that we just had a great day and they're healthy and we're strong and you're taking care of us. Amen. That God, you're just putting it all together. God is faithful. I am thrilled that each of you are here. We've had the most wonderful time in the Word of God over these last few weeks. I've got a couple of announcements as we get into this tonight's service. Next Wednesday, we are going to have a dinner available. It's going to be $5 a person, and it's going to be a wonderful pasta dinner, a salad. It's going to be lovely. So Zana here is going to help facilitate it. She's got a few women helping her. If you say, oh, I'd like to help her as well, let her know at the end of tonight's service, and it's going to be beautiful. Also, we have our ladies' fall retreat coming up in November. All of the information is on the church app or on the website. We want you there, okay? $130 per person, covers all of your meals, covers your night, your overnight stay. It's out just in the woods towards Ashboro. You don't want to miss it. We are making space for being with the Lord. Safely in the woods. Yes, It's like a nice hotel type complex in the middle of the woods. But it is beautiful. It's going to be a wonderful time and a chill time, okay? This is a chill time. We're not packing every minute of every hour with something for you to do. We want you to sit in a rocking chair and enjoy the woods, you know, just enjoy the moment. There's actually a coffee shop there. It's going to be lovely. And I'd love for as many ladies that are able to come. We also have a scholarship fund available for that, which is great. So if you need help, or you say, you know what, I can put the like a portion of the payment down, but I could use some help with the rest of it, don't allow your finances to dictate whether you go or not, because we have plenty of people that love to be a blessing, and we want you to be there, okay? Yes. Oh, can you invite a friend? Great question. Yes, you can invite a friend. We aren't promoting it like across the board because there's only a certain amount. We wanted our church ladies to come and this to be just a great time of fellowship with you guys, but you can invite a friend. 100% yes. My mom is like, I need to be there. She would be my friend. You know, she's out of town. She wants to come if she can. So you can invite a friend, and it's two women per room. You're able to pick your own roommate. If you're like, I don't know anybody, could you pair me up with someone? We could help you with that as well. But it's going to be a lovely and wonderful time in the Word of God, and we're really excited about it. So it's going to be great. Okay. Also, next Wednesday, Pastor Christian is going to head up next Wednesday service, and we are going to be putting into action just a time of praise and prayer before the Lord. We're going to have dinner. She's going to share from her heart just some specific things that she and I have talked about. I'm excited about it. And then we're going to have a wonderful time just ministering unto God. Pastor Josh and I are leaving this Friday. We will be ministering at Summer Blitz camp meeting for a whole bunch of teenagers next week. So I will not be here. I will miss being with you guys. And then the week after that, we are ministering eight times at a youth camp in Pennsylvania for youth groups from New York and New Jersey, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, up through that whole area. And we're really excited about that as well. So you guys can keep us in prayer, because we've got a great opportunity of these next 2 weeks to minister to a lot of teenagers. And, you know, we have three teenage boys right now. We're in the thick of it. My oldest son turns 18 tomorrow. I know you all can give me a hug after church tonight because I'm all up in my feelings right now. How did we get there? I'm too young to have an 18-year-old child. I'm 20. I don't know how I had it. Thank you, Katie. I don't know. I don't know how this happened. But we're excited about what God's doing in this generation, right? Okay. Are you all ready to pray and to dive into the Word of God? This has been so much fun talking about praise and really just diving deep into what God has to say about it. So we've got a journey tonight, and it's going to be beautiful. I'm excited. There's a specific revelation that the Holy Spirit gave me that when he dropped it into my heart, I was like, oh, that's good. So we're going to run with that tonight. And as we pray, set your heart to just receive what you need from the Lord tonight, okay? You know, every Wednesday, we've been writing down a reason of why we praise the Lord and applying a scripture with it. That means next Wednesday when you come, you got, if you've been here three Wednesdays, if you've been here one, but either way, you got a reason why you're praising God. You got a reason, and you've got a scripture to stand on of just how good God is. So tonight, hook up in faith with me. Because I believe, just as we're testifying, just as we're believing God together, I don't limit God on how he's going to minister to you right where you're at today. I don't limit him. He is faithful. He is good. He is worthy of all the glory and the honor and the praise. And bless God, you are his daughter. And he takes the best care of his daughters. Isn't that right? Aren't you so thankful that you belong to the Lord? So let's just pray. Let's stand on our feet. Y'all been sitting a little bit. Let's stand on our feet and just lift up holy hands to the Lord as an act of surrender and worship unto God. And open your mouth. This is a great time just to tell the Lord you love him. Lord, we love you. God, we're going to magnify your name together tonight. Lord, we glorify the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for your faithfulness. We thank you for your word that goes forth. And Lord, that it prospers that for which it was sent to do. God, I thank you for the word of God going forth tonight. Just as last week, Lord, we learned about a supernatural earthquake. God, I thank you as we look to you, there are supernatural earthquakes taking place all across the board. So Lord, we magnify your name. We glorify your name. Holy Spirit, minister to each of our hearts. Come in and just show us where to go. Give us that next step. Give us that next word. Lord, we just love you so much. Now, if you've got some weights or some cares, just go ahead and cast those cares onto the Lord right now. If you've been carrying some things that don't belong to you, Lord, we just release that unto you right now in Jesus' name. That doesn't belong to me. So, God, I just hand that on over to you. And I receive every good gift that you have for me tonight. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Glory are you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy are you, Lord. Worthy are you, Father God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory is the name of the Lord. Jesus, you are King of kings and Lord over all. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just tell him thank you. Come on, ladies, open your mouth and tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you for your provision. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing me. Thank you, Lord, for setting me free. Thank you, Lord, for my marriage. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my home. Lord, I just thank you that you have set me, Lord, on a solid foundation that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, we just thank you. And Holy Spirit, I thank you that with all boldness, we will declare the name of the Lord and give you praise. So, Father, we set our hearts to you. We thank you, Lord, that our minds are turned to you. We just take every thought captive that would try to hinder it in Jesus' name, that we have the mind of Christ. So, Lord, we give you glory. We give you all the honor and all the praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, tell someone they're beautiful. Just tell them they're beautiful. Give them a hug. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. The majority of our message notes you will find in the Trailhead app, so you can follow along through there. We unfortunately did not get the first night recorded. We had a little snag. We have last week recorded, and then tonight will be recorded, so we have two of these weeks. You guys know I've been teaching on different Hebrew words in praise, and we're going to dive into those here in just a second. But my foundational scripture for these 3 weeks have came out of Psalm 34, and we've done a wonderful scripture study out of Psalm 34, where we are praising God in the cave, where King David, after acting a little crazy in order to get out of a death sentence, found himself in a cave with about 400 other men that were also dealing with some challenges in their life. And David made a choice to praise God in the cave. And out of this is where we are finding our foundation for these past 3 weeks, where we are grabbing a true understanding that praising God truly is a weapon against the enemy. Verse 1 has been a foundational scripture, but tonight we're going to be carrying on from verse 9 on. Verse 1 says, I will praise the Lord in the morning time. Is that what it says? I will praise the Lord when life is good. I will praise the Lord on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I will praise the Lord at all times. Why are we in Psalm 34 right now? The Lord has really been ministering to me what all those times look like. What do all the times look like in my life where I need to go ahead and say, God, I'm going to give you praise? Before I put my feet on the ground each morning, Lord, I am going to give you praise. My husband has asked me to turn my mind off in the morning. And I've told him it's a bit challenging at times because I just don't work that way. Anyone else, you wake up and your mind is, you're on it. You're moving. You've already thought of 100 things. This is before you go to the restroom. This is before you brush your teeth. I have already went through the entire day and then some. Anyone else? Am I alone in that? No. I appreciate those that aren't. Thank you, those that aren't. That's how I function. And I've really had to commit my thoughts to the Lord and reestablish a new format for my morning so that I begin with Him appropriately. And it could go either way. It could go that your mind doesn't race a mile a minute in the morning, or it could be that you're just not thinking about nothing, so you're just moving because you're, you know, it starts off a little like Eeyore. I don't know, you know? I have an Eeyore kid in my house. And I say to him, you live in a land of abundance. You live in a land of abundance. Your cup is overflowing. That's what I say to my kid who's coming out of that Eeyore season of his life. Right, long as you have coffee. So what I've begun doing is, before I even put my feet on the ground, I establish I have the mind of Christ. Lord, I'm going to go ahead and praise you and give you my day. And Lord, I'm going to thank you for your faithfulness. And then it sets the tone for the rest of the day. It's been a game changer for how I get out of bed. And then it sets while I'm in the restroom, doing my face, waking up, doing all the things that we have to do in the morning. It says, I will constantly speak his praises. Today, we're really going to focus on our words. We're going to really dive deep into the words that we are speaking. Are we constantly speaking the praises of the Lord, or are we continually finding ourselves in a season of complaining, grumbling, discontent? It could be with our own lives, our own self. It could be if you're married with your spouse, if you're battling a challenging season with a child or in your workplace. Whenever we establish that Jesus truly is in a position of praise and glory and honor, and that our eyes are focused on him, then what we're doing is we're coming to a place of, God, I actually trust you with my life. Last week, we talked about Paul and Silas, and I was thinking about this all week long. I was thinking about that supernatural earthquake that we talked about last week, of how in that earthquake of Paul and Silas singing praises, that it just happened to be the chains fell off and the doors opened up, but no one was injured. We know it was a supernatural earthquake, but it came not from them saying, God, I believe in a supernatural earthquake. It came from them simply looking to Jesus and praising his holy name. Often we get so focused on the supernatural earthquake that we need that we've taken our eyes off of the source of how he's going to come in. He's the one that's going to do it. So tonight, we're going to begin by looking to Jesus. Because when we look to him, and then we look to his word, our words will change. Because your mind and your heart are focused on the truth. And then you'll begin to trust what he has to say about your life. And in return, you'll start to speak what he has to say about your life. So praise and all of the adoration and the glory and the honor of blessing the Lord begins and ends with looking to Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith. That he is the one writing your story. He is the one that you've committed your life to. And I thought, Lord, so often I can get caught up looking at what I need from you and getting off focus of just how good you are. And then I'll even place limitations on who you are in my life because I'm putting it in how I think things should be done. When the Lord's like, I want to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think, how about you allow me to come in and do something far greater? Great example for me personally, very raw. Last night, Joshua and I attended an hour-long webinar for financial aid for our son for a college application. And at the end of it, you're like, how are we going to do all of this? And the Lord said, how about you allow me to do all of this? So quickly, we put our eyes on earthly things. So quickly, we put our eyes on what we have to do, how we're going to do it. And God says, how about you just praise me that it's already done? You've been believing God for this. Allow me to do a work, and then I'll receive the glory. That's exactly where we're going to go tonight. And I really want us, ladies, I want us to focus in on our words. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. We've got some foundational scriptures we need to start with. As you all know, these last few weeks, we're digging deep. We've got a lot of word to go to. And I'm unapologetic about it. Hebrews 12, I finished last week with this. We're going to start this week with it. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. These are two scriptures that is an everyday application in the life of a believer. I love that the Word of God gives us everyday application scriptures where you go, oh, I can do that. Oh, I need to do that. Thank you, Lord, for showing me how to do that, right? Like he lets us know in such a loving way. So he tells us, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, aren't you glad that God has us surrounded by a crowd of witnesses that are testifying of Jesus? That we're not alone in our testimony of Jesus Christ? He says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Are your eyes on Jesus in every area of your life tonight? It could be that your eyes are on him in certain areas. I've found that at moments in my life, I've done really well at trusting God with some areas and not so well in trusting God with other areas. And it's a great just self-evaluation to go, oh, God, you want all of me. You want me to trust you and praise you in every aspect of my life. He actually cares about the number of hairs on your head. Any of y'all had that post-shed, like, where you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm losing all my hair? Anyone ever been there? Y'all, I can't tell you. I get in scripture, I'm like, Lord, you know every hair on my head, and you know they need to stay in there. So right now, in the name of Jesus, stop shedding. Lord, show me what to do. God cares about every aspect of our life, every detail. Nothing is insignificant to him on what he wants us to praise him for. And how we need to go to him. So as we go in tonight, we recognize first that, Lord, I'm looking to you. And I'm going to walk through and make sure my finances, am I trusting you with my finances? Am I trusting you with my livelihood, with my occupation, with my children? I found that I had some, I hate to call it a chink in my armor. That sounds terrible. But with parenting teenage boys, I've had to really press in and ask the Lord for help and trusting him. And I'm not ashamed to admit it. We need help. The Lord knows we need help. And I thought, Lord, I'm trusting you in all these other areas, but I am struggling with fear in this area.
That's why I initially went to Psalm 34, because verse 4, when it says, I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me, and he freed me from all of my fears, that came. I was sitting in a meeting, and I went to this meeting really just believing God for my joy to get stirred up, and I'm praising. I went to a meeting where I knew they were going to praise the Lord. And the Lord took me to Psalm 34. I sat down right in the middle of the crowd, and I began to write out Psalm 34:4. And then like 4 minutes later, the minister who was ministering quoted Psalm 34:4, and I was like, I'm hearing from the Holy Ghost. And then the Lord said, all your fears. Stop speaking about your fears and begin to praise me. The moment a fear comes in, cast it out in the name of Jesus and start praising me. It's intentionality to praise the Lord. I have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. God's perfect love casts out all fear. His perfect love resides on the inside of you. And that fear that's involving torment in your mind does not belong in you. But you're going to have to take authority over it in the name of Jesus and begin to praise him and do the word of God. And watch what you're speaking. Turn to Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 17. Colossians 3. We're going to get to Psalm 34. We're going to go back and forth a little bit. Colossians 3. I love the book of Colossians, and I really like Colossians chapter 3. While you're turning there, I want to give us, I have a reason for praising God tonight. You all know all of these Wednesdays, I've given you reasons for praising God. While we're turning to Colossians 3, this reason for praising God is found in Philippians chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. And this would be in the message notes on the app. And it says, the reason for praising God for this week out of Philippians 1 is living in righteousness brings praise to God. Living in righteousness brings praise to God. What is righteousness? Often people you hear the word righteousness all throughout church and messages, and you're like, what exactly is righteousness? I am a right standing with God in Christ Jesus. Meaning, God sees you through the blood of Jesus. You're no more righteous today than you were yesterday or you are tomorrow. The moment you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you became righteous because of the blood of Jesus, redeemed and made whole. That's why shame, guilt, and condemnation doesn't belong to you. That's why we live for Jesus as a child of God, because Jesus set us free from sin, and I no longer have a sin conscious. I have a son conscious as a daughter of God, as a child of God. I belong to the Lord, and God sees me free from sin. So when we live in that position of righteousness, it brings praise to God. Philippians 1, 9 through 11, I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding, for I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. For this will bring much glory and praise to God. When you bear good fruit in your righteous living as a child of God, it brings praise and glory to the Lord. When you acknowledge, I'm a child of God, and I live as a child of God, and Jesus, I follow you. Lord, I honor you with my life. Thank you for using me. Thank you, God, that I'm saved, set free, and made whole. It brings much glory and honor. You're growing in that love, growing in the word of God. Praise God. Hey, guess what? Right now, while we're sitting here, we're praising God in our righteous living. You all just, at first when I said all that, you're like, am I doing it? Yeah, you're doing it right now. Some of you got a little panicky, like, oh, no, I got to do it tomorrow. No, we're doing it right now together. growing in the Word, diving in the Word together. We're doing this set of Scripture. We're looking to Jesus. All right, Colossians 3, are we there? Okay. Looking to Jesus, we're going to find in Colossians 3 that it's also looking to His Word. And then what we're going to see tonight is it's going alongside of opening our mouth with the words that we say. So Colossians 3, 12 through 17. Oh, and I really want you to focus on this whole clothing aspect, because that's the Holy Spirit truth bomb that we're going to pair with another scripture here at the end of the service. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, isn't that good to know that God chose us? Let's just say that. God, you chose me. God, you chose me to be holy. God, you love me. Man, God loves you, chosen by God. He says you must clothe yourselves, let's look at this list, with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. How many of us struggle with one or two of those any given day? But because of Jesus Christ and our position of righteousness, we are able to put on those garments every single day. Not in your strength, in His strength. Through the power of the Holy Spirit at work on the inside of you. Many of us, we've been trying to do this all on our own. Maybe you grew up in a household that did not look like this, but you want your household to look like this. But it's been a challenge because you've got all of these past hurts and wounds and all of these triggers, things that you've gone through. So your first initial response is to not react in gentleness. This is why we get into the Word of God, why we look to Jesus, we look to His Word, we renew our mind with His Word, and we go, oh, that belongs to me. We meditate on it, place it deep in our heart, and it becomes a revelation to us that I can do this because of Jesus. Okay? Then it says, make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Well, we've got some more application to do tonight, don't we? Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. You know, I think of that all the time. If I'm having a hard time forgiving somebody, I go, well, God, you forgave me. So thank you that I can forgive them. It's a really great way to start the forgiveness process, is to remind yourself that Jesus forgave you. It really is. It truly, truly, it helps me tremendously. Then He says, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. I want us to keep that word harmony in our thought process, because we're going to read that word here again in a second. Think about the word harmony. Binds us together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you're called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ in all its richness. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the Word of God. He said to let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. What are you filling your life with? Allow His message in all its richness. Then He says, teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom He gives. And here we go. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, everyone would say, say. Say. Do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. So we see that we're looking to Jesus. We're then looking to His Word, and then He follows up with how we're supposed to open our mouth. It's challenging to sing a psalm and a hymn and a spiritual song with your mouth closed. It's challenging to encourage one another with your mouth closed. You're going to have to open your mouth and begin to sing praises and adoration. Begin to sing in the Spirit. Begin to stir yourself up and encourage yourself and one another in the Lord. And what that's going to bring is a perfect harmony in the body of Christ that the world needs to see today. This is a testimony of Jesus. Open your mouth. Praise God. All right, let's jump back to Psalm 34. Back to Psalm 34. Everyone doing good? Okay. Y'all know I've got several things of notes here that we're going to run with. And I think what I'm going to do before we get into Psalm 34, because I think it'll bear witness with what each of this means, let's talk about our Hebrew words for a second. Then we'll break down Psalm 34. I've got another scripture to go with it. And then how praise is a weapon. We've been finishing each Wednesday night with praise as a weapon. So our first Hebrew word for tonight is the word zamar. In ways to praise the Lord biblically, it's wonderful to know when you come to church why you're doing what you're doing. And the word zamar, this is where we start to see in our modern day worship services with instruments involved. This is where we're praising God with musical instruments. This has been this way since the Old Testament. Isn't that wonderful to know that we've been worshiping God since the Old Testament with musical instruments? It says actually through the idea of striking with the fingers, probably to touch the strings or musical instrument, accompanied with your voice to give praise, sing forth praises. We find this in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 5. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. You know, some of these scriptures, when you look this up in the Hebrew, you'll find that word sing, but it may go to the Hebrew word zamar, which also means while they were singing, they were playing instruments. It's really cool how when you dig a little deeper, the Lord will bring things out. Psalm 149:3, let them praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and the harp. Praise God. Did someone bring their harp and their timbrel tonight? Bring it out. My mom used to use the tambourine. My mom could bust out the tambourine like no other in the 80s, you guys. She brought out that tambourine. Psalm 150, you're familiar with this. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise his unequaled greatness. Praise him with the blast of the ram's horn. Praise him with the lyre and the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Some of y'all have been wanting to dance and praise God on a Sunday morning service, and I'm here to tell you tonight, it's very biblical. Dance and praise the Lord. Worship God. I made a determination that when we moved here, if I'm the only one jumping, I don't care. I'm not jumping for you. I'm praising God. And I've got something to praise the Lord about. You happen to attend a church that loves to praise God. So jump on in and praise the Lord. You're thinking, what if somebody's looking at me? Well, they can get over it. Who cares? You're not praising them. You're praising God. Y'all are getting excited now. I can feel it. I had to bring up the Hebrew word for dance, karar. You all know when David danced with all of his might in 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel 6:14, David danced with the Lord with all his might, wearing a priestly garment, and he actually just danced out of his clothes. Now, some of y'all look at that and you think, what is going on? The Ark of the Covenant was restored to its rightful place. And David couldn't help but to praise God. That word means to dance, to whirl about, that I am going to dance because, God, you're so good. The anointing destroys the yoke. It's time to get our flesh under. And whenever you want to praise the Lord and begin to dance, it's scriptural to do it. Why are you holding back? It's time to praise God. Our next word tonight is the word tauda. And what I love about this word, and I saved it for last. I saved it for tonight. In the Psalms and elsewhere, it's used for thanking God for things not yet received, as well as things already at hand. This is a sacrifice of praise. This is when you're believing God, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, that you haven't seen the manifestation of what you're praying for, but you know it's the truth of God's word, that you just come and you begin to praise the Lord, that His word has been sent forth and it's accomplishing and prospering that for which it was sent to do. This is a sacrifice of praise that whenever you are in that moment of God, I don't feel like it, it doesn't look like it, all hell's breaking loose, but I am going to praise you and give you thanks that your word is true. So several years ago, I was battling some anxiety attacks. My husband, Joshua, he had injured his back. Carly was little. I had taken on another child to watch to make some extra money. I was holding two infants all day long. And then at night after work, he was on the couch. I mean, 6 months. It was, if you've ever dealt with it, it was awful. We did not have much when it came to our finances at the time. We're still church planning. It's challenging. It's hard. We're tithers and we're givers. We're believing God. I know the word of God. I've been preaching the word of God a long time. But I had an open door of fear that we weren't going to make it, just to be quite frank. And I battled serious anxiety. Went to the doctor, had everything checked out. And you know, you feel like you're dying when you have an anxiety attack. You feel like something legit, like just it's all wrong. Then the enemy will come in and say, you're dying. Because he's the accuser of the brethren. He just lies. He's the father of lies. And Josh would look at me. I'd be in the mirror and Josh would say, you're okay. It's going to be okay. You're okay. My parents were visiting one time and I had a full-blown anxiety attack in front of my dad who ministers faith, preaches faith everywhere. And I was so embarrassed. And I remember, which it's my dad, he loves me, but I was just embarrassed about it. I thought, I know better. I know the word. And he was so gentle and he just came over, put his hand on me and just loved me right through it. So I had to make a decision to battle in faith and to believe God. And I said, Lord, what was the open door? And he goes, you're afraid that you are not going to have enough money to pay for things when it comes to your husband's back. That was the open door. I asked the Lord, where did this spirit of fear come in? You know, fear is a spirit. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We're battling spiritual warfare, right? Real things, hard stuff. I had to get in and begin to go back in and remind myself of the goodness of God, that He's taken care of us. Remind myself of, Lord, you rebuke the devourer for our sake. I had to go in and fight in faith. But at night, what it looked like, everyone would go to bed and I would go downstairs and praise the Lord like a crazy woman. Like a crazy woman. There's a song that I'd put on and it says, there is a fountain that flows from the throne of grace. And I would put this song on from Emmanuel's Veins, and it says, and it came and it healed me. Came, talks about how He set me free, and I would just praise and worship the Lord. Did I feel like it? No. Did it look like everything was okay? No. Was it a sacrifice of praise? Yes. And you know, right in the middle of that, I just remember the Lord just coming right up, just scooping me up and taking the best care of me. And walking me through a very challenging season. But I had to get my eyes on Him. Do we go in and do things in the natural that God instructs us to do? Yeah, we use wisdom. But the entire time you're fighting in faith, being led by the Spirit of God and praising God every step of the way, knowing that God is faithful, knowing that He loves you, that you're not alone. You got a great cloud of witnesses cheering you on each and every day in this great endurance race of faith that we're on. In my notes, I put, this is an attitude check. I don't care what it looks like. I am agreeing with God that it is as He says, and His word is truth. Tauda is saying, I'm going to have a confession of faith no matter what. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the world has to say. I'm not saying that I don't care what the doctor says. Y'all know what I mean. I mean, you get an evil report. You do what you need to do, but you know what you're believing God for. Do I need to explain that to everybody? That we're believing God. Praise God. I pray for the best doctors, okay, and speak a blessing over every one of them and nurses. I'm so thankful for them. Super thankful. But when it comes into it, Jesus is the great physician, and He comes alongside, and we believe God with Him. And then He gives us wisdom on what to do. Praise God. The Lord, I just believe I'm going to take Your word as true. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 11, it says, the sounds of joy and laughter, the joyful voices of bridegrooms and brides will be heard again, along with the joyous songs of people bringing thanksgiving offerings to the Lord. They will sing, give thanks to the Lord of heaven's armies, for the Lord is good. His faithful endures forever. For I will restore the prosperity of this land to what it was in the past, says the Lord. If you know anything about the book of Jeremiah, it was a continual struggle for the people of God of staying in captivity and living. I mean, it was just a harsh time of what they were choosing to do. When we talk of God bringing them out of captivity, this is really God restoring. Lord, maybe you've even been in a hard season where you've got to forgive the season you've been in because it's been so hard. Have you ever had to forgive a season where you say, Lord, I got to help me forgive that season and just praise You that we're moving forward? Because you think, I don't know what I'm going to praise You for. God got you through that season, and you're moving forward. You're here. Deep breath in, deep breath out. You're breathing, right? You got breath in your lungs, a reason to live. Psalm 56, 12, I will fulfill my vows to You, O God, and will offer a sacrifice of thanks for Your help. Then Hebrews 13, 15, I want to read this in the Amplified Classic edition. It says, through Him, therefore, let us constantly and at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify His name. Ladies, we're going to have to open up our mouth on days that we feel like it and days that we don't, and make a choice to give the Lord a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Can you do this on your own? Do you have to do it on your own? Who's your helper? We have fruit from the Holy Ghost. We have the Holy Spirit helping us as our advocate, our standby, our intercessor, right? Coming alongside, giving us boldness, encouraging us, constantly pointing us and confirming the very word, works, and person of Jesus Christ on the inside of us. This is what's taking place as we get in and say, Holy Spirit, lead and have Your way. Psalm 34, are we going to get there? Yes. Am I going to be done in 6 minutes? Who said no? All right, here we go. It's really good. We've got two places to go here. Psalm 34. No, I got three places to go. Maybe three. Definitely two. Maybe four. All right, I'm getting set up. I need two podiums. Let's talk about the rest of Psalm 34, starting in verse 9. When you go from 9 to 22, why do I want to touch on this tonight? Starting in verse 9, it says, you fear the Lord, you his godly people, for those who fear him will have all they need. In the Amplified, it says, oh, reverently fear the Lord, you his saints, or believers or holy ones. Are you a believer? Yes. There we go. For those who fear him, there is no want. This verse begins, we're talking about looking to Jesus, looking to his word, speaking his word, having a reverential fear that God is God. And what he says he will do, he will do. That you're putting your full trust in him. Why? Because then from verse 11 through 14, we then talk about trusting in God. He then goes in to say, come my children, listen to me, and then I'm going to teach you how to fear the Lord. Oh, I'd like to learn how to do that. Then I like verse 12, and I'll ask you this question. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Yes? Yes? Yes. Okay, let's just solidify that tonight. He says, keep your tongue from evil. What? Starting with my words? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit or telling lies. Depart from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. It's valuable, the words we're speaking in our reverential fear to the Lord. And this is a part of the old covenant. We find God's blessing in the new covenant through Jesus Christ. You see, we look at this of what he's saying, and then you go, wait, hold up. That seems challenging. But through Jesus, living in your position of righteousness, you are able to live out the plans and purposes of God because of the Holy Spirit's help. And he's given you the word of God. We look at this like, praise God for the Holy Ghost helping us every step of the way. Then he goes on, verse 17 through 18, that God is looking out for his people. That's essentially what I put in my notes here. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. David's testimony was one of God delivering him from all of his troubles. What is a testimony that you can praise God for tonight? If you put anything in your notes, God, what have you delivered me from? Maybe God set you free from an addiction. Maybe he set you free from just some past hurt. He's helped you to overcome an unforgiveness or an offense. Sometimes we'll draw blanks and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, let's think about all that God has delivered us from. Praise God. Then he says God is near to the brokenhearted and he rescues those whose spirits are crushed. What does that mean? He's our salvation. God draws you to him and he's not afraid of your brokenness. God is not afraid of those broken places. Some of y'all have got some deep hurts, deep wounds. You periodically will have shrapnel that comes out from it. Maybe, just maybe, you need to take a moment with the Lord and allow him to open up that wound and clean it all out. And be real honest about what you need help with. And trust him with your whole heart. There's healing in his wings. The Lord led me, I love Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Write it in your notes. I don't think I gave it to Morgan to put in the message notes. Malachi 4:2 says, but for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves led out to pasture. That you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. I need you to get a picture of this. And you will go free, leaping with joy like calves led out to the pasture. Some of us have been living in the barn too long, in our own filth,
And it's time to allow his healing wings to pick you up, and with joy to you leap forth and break free from what's been keeping you back. You got big dreams and you got things you want to do. Don't allow the enemy to keep you back any longer. Then finally, the end of this, the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Okay, this is cool. I really like this scripture. I pray for God to strengthen people's bones all the time. I might have prayed that for you, and you're like, why is she praying for my bones? Your innermost being, the foundation of what's holding you up. This is prophetic of Jesus on the cross when they didn't break his bones. You guys, that's cool to think about. Then redeemed, serving God. We take refuge. There's no condemnation. And then what is, dun, 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 dun. Oh, verse 19. I skipped this because I put it separate. Psalm 34:19 in the Amplified. Many hardships and perplexing circumstances confront the righteous, but the Lord rescues him from them all. I put in my personal notes, God's delivering power is real. His delivering power is real. Now we're going to finish with our one weapon of praise for tonight. And it's going to take us 5 minutes. It's going to be awesome. Turn to Luke chapter 19. This is Jesus in the triumphant entry. Because I need you to grab a hold of what this looks like. Luke 19. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans. Anyone know the... I knew someone would start singing the books of the Bible song. This is how your children have learned it here at Trailhead Church. It is how I learned it at Trailhead Church. Luke chapter 9. Sometimes whenever Josh is in a message, I'll start singing that. If I know I need to go somewhere, I'll sing the books of the Bible song to myself. It still helps me tremendously. Luke chapter 19. Let's start here in verse 28. You guys know Jesus in the triumphant entry. I'm going to go in here. This is the final week before crucifixion. Jesus made careful plans for his arrival into Jerusalem. He calls for a colt, which is customary for royalty. Jesus came riding in on a colt as the Prince of Peace. And he specifically called for one of which that no one has set on before. And what I love so much about that is Jesus is the final authority. He is the final authority in your life. Glory to God, the first and the last, the great I am, the author and the finisher of your faith. He's the one painting your story. Verse 35 through 40, Jesus enters Jerusalem to this beautiful display of praise and honor. And we see the people honoring Jesus, and they're throwing down their jackets, their clothing, onto the colt, onto the road. Can you all picture it? Do you kind of have a picture in your mind of what this looks like? It may look like an Easter passion play that you've seen before. I don't care. I want you to picture their garments. They're taking off their garments. Do you remember what we read in Colossians chapter 3? That we're chosen by God to be holy. God loves me. That I am to take off my garments, right? To clothe myself with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. What did we read last week in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3? I need to read it again. I'm going to get there. Isaiah 61, 3, to all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory, or a garment of praise. So what do we see here? We see them taking off of their garments to put on a garment of praise unto the Lord that Jesus is Lord. That he is coming in this triumphant entry to fulfill what God has called him to fulfill for you. The Holy Spirit, he said, taking off and honoring. And here he comes to praise him
And what did they say? Turn my page. They opened their mouth and they said, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." Praising God for the miracles they'd seen. Some of the Pharisees among the crowd, they said, "Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that. Satan wants to keep your mouth closed." Because when you open your mouth with a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, you're putting Satan in his place underneath your gospel shoes of peace, where he belongs, because praise makes the enemy know that our mind and our heart is on Jesus. When I praise the Lord, you're putting the devil in his place to say, "You have no authority over me. I'm taking off the old garment. I'm taking off the garment of heaviness. I'm putting on the garment of praise and thanksgiving, knowing that Jesus has triumphed over death, hell, and the grave, and that he is the King of kings and Lord over all." This is who I am in Christ Jesus. This is who he is in me. I am an overcomer in Christ. Jesus is Lord. We didn't make Jesus Lord. We didn't crown him King of Kings. God made him Lord and crowned him King of Kings. He already was. He already is. He always will be. We're just coming in agreement with what the word already says. Praise God. It's time to get a picture of that triumphant entry. And what I love so much about this, I put this for me. My mind and my heart are secure in Christ. Satan, you are defeated. My mind and my heart are secure in Christ. Satan, you're defeated. Verse 40, Jesus said, "If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers." We read in Psalm 96 that all creation praise the Lord. Why? Because Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, came to save the world. Ladies, we have a lot to praise the Lord for. It's time that we open our mouth and we begin to sing and speak the praises of our Lord and Savior. That we thank God in the mighty name of Jesus for his faithfulness. That each morning you're going to be intentional to say, "God, I'm going to praise you." That when things come up in the middle of your workplace and it's getting hairy, that you just take a moment and you say, "Lord, I'm going to praise you. I thank you, God. Lord, I'm looking to you as the author and the finisher of my faith." When you're walking into that doctor's appointment, "God, I just praise you. I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for understanding. I thank you, God, that you sent Jesus on the cross and that he's healed me from every sickness and every disease. Thank you, Lord, that by your stripes I'm healed." As you go in and you're sending out your bills each month, "Lord, I thank you that you rebuke the devourer for my sake. And God, you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessing upon my household. Lord, I just praise you. Lord, I thank you that you said in your word, 'My children, rise up and call me blessed.' God, I thank you that they are the head and not the tail. They are above only and not beneath, that your favor is upon them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you for my marriage, that you've called us to work together in perfect harmony." My other scripture on harmony, I'll let you go there on your own. It is found in Romans chapter 15. You can write this down and read it this week. Romans 15, 5 through 13. I'd like for you to read that. And then I would also like for you to read, I'm going to read the scripture in the Holy Ghost. All right, you read Romans 15, 5 through 13 on your own. I'll read this. Ephesians 5, 18 through 21. "Do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, stupidity." I like this in the Amplified. "But be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by him. Speak," what are we doing? What are we doing? We're speaking. We're opening our mouth to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, being subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. My mom Many of you have met her. If you haven't, you got to meet her. She loves Jesus. She loves to praise the Lord, and she loves you. Okay, that's just who she is in a nutshell. She has a small group at my brother's church, Cafe Ladies, and they meet together once a month, and they eat and testify and share. And she said, Anna, we had the best time last night. She said, we were sharing, and then we prayed in the Holy Ghost together. She said, and then the Lord gave me a spiritual song, and I sang it for everybody. My mom's doing Ephesians chapter 5 right there, her little group. Because you say, well, how can I do this? When you get together and just start looking to Jesus, he does it. You just open your mouth and glorify the Lord. Share what he has to say. When we get this into perspective, our meetings, when we come together as women, are going to change. And aren't you ready for a change? Praise God. Praise God. All right, ladies, let's just take a moment right now. You can stand on your feet. And let's finish tonight. Maybe you're in that position right now of a sacrifice of praise. Maybe you're in that position right now where you just need to lift up holy hands unto the Lord. Maybe you're in that position right now where you just say, Pastor Anna, I just need to tell God how good he is. Just take a moment. Let's finish tonight with just telling the Lord how good he is. Lord, I thank you. If you've been believing God for something and you just right now, just thank him for the answer. Thank him for the victory. Thank him for what he's doing in your life. If you have been just praying for someone specific, just speak a blessing over them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. If you just right now just need to just say, Lord, I love you. If your eyes have been on other things in this world, Lord, forgive me. If you need to repent right now for keeping your eyes on the wrong things, take a moment and ask God to forgive you. And just release it unto him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Holy are you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you right now that my eyes are on you. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you, God, for who you are in my life, that you're taking the best care. And I release it unto you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Worthy are you, Lord. If you've been battling a spirit of fear, just go ahead right now, and we're going to take authority over that in Jesus' name. You can lift your hand up right up to the Lord. Father God, you said in your word that you had not given us a spirit of fear, but of one of power, love, and a sound mind. You said that when we cry out to you, that you deliver us from all fear. So right now, we cry out to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Just go ahead and say it. In Jesus' name, we take authority over that spirit of fear, and we loose the very power and presence of God. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace, living and dwelling on each and every one of these women. We walk in peace. We sing in peace. We move in peace. Lord, we thank you that everything we put our hands to is made in peace. So Lord, we just thank you right now that whom the Son sets free is free indeed, and we are operating from that position of freedom tonight in Jesus' name. So Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we lift up, Lord, we're going to open our mouth and give you glory and honor. I thank you, Lord. There's some women here been dealing fear of the future. I come against that in Jesus' name. I thank you that you've gone before them, prepared the way. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. You meet every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, helping every step of the way. Oh, our help is in you, Lord. God, we've been trying to do it on our own too long, so we give it to you. Our help's in you. Woo! Our help is in you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. You're right beside us, reminding us our help is in the Lord. You tap into it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've been believing God for a job, just go ahead and raise your hand. If you've been believing God for a job, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Okay. Ladies, let's come in agreement for these jobs. Does that sound good? So, Father God, right now, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for each and every one of these women that we're hooking our faith with them, that you have exactly what they need. And, Lord, it's going to be far greater than they could hope or imagine. Lord, we release it unto you. You said that you cause, when we commit our plans to you, you cause them to be established and to succeed. You said that we have favor with God and with man. Lord, that you set it up, that you have the provision, you have the plan. It's to prosper us, for us to be in health, even as our soul prospers. You want them to enjoy their job. You want their soul to prosper. Lord, that it's a great team, that it's a beautiful environment. God, that you receive all the glory with every benefit, everything they desire, and then some. So, Lord, we thank you for it. We believe you for it. And we thank you, Lord, that the ministering angels have already been sent forth to bring it in. Now give them wisdom and understanding. Show them the next step, where to go. They are led by you. The door is open that no man can shut. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.